entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Place where we try to help all of you that would like to become entrepreneurs, wannabes, those of you that are, so we could actually help you and you help us. And that's part of the purpose of the show. I'm here this evening with my trusted co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. Mr. Dukes, good to have you.
It's good to be back with you, Mr. Gene, on this Thursday evening.
Okay, very good, very good. And our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
I'm staying busy, but I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Well, good, good. We're all busy trying to stay alive, in a sense.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
However, for those of you new to the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play. And Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay. That's what we're here for, which is to help you guys out. Hopefully you out there can hear us. We got some new equipment and we're trying it out, and hopefully everything sounds good out there, I believe.
Yes, it does.
I think Mr. Bobby says that it talks okay. But this is for you entrepreneurs, those of you that would like to be entrepreneurs, want to be entrepreneurs, and we would like to hear from you. We happen to be live out on YouTube and Facebook, and you're more than welcome to go out and see us, put something in the chat to ask a question, give a comment. We would definitely appreciate that. We're looking to build that audience as well. And but this is about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. Mr. Dukes and I were both entrepreneurs, and I'm going to let Mr. Dukes, if he wouldn't mind, just to kind of share with you what he has done in the past. And then I'll share a little bit about what I've done in the past, and then we'll move on to something more fitting. Mr. Dukes?
Well, good evening, Mr. Gene. Good evening to the audience out there. It's a pleasure to be among you and with you. Just to give you a little brief history on myself, 23 and a half years in the Air Force. And when I left the Air Force, I decided that I wanted to be my own boss, so to say. So I started my own automotive repair shop. And for 18 years, that's what I did. And it's been very enjoyable. Sometimes there were some struggles, But all at the end, the road ends at one place. And the thing is, you want to be satisfied with what you're doing. If you want to do it, you do it. Don't hesitate. Don't worry about all the downfalls, because if you don't have no downfalls, you're not going to build no business. So put yourself in that place that you know what you want to do and you know what you want to have to do. So you just want to go ahead and do it. Mistakes are going to be made. But one thing about mistakes, they're good mistakes. Because once you make that mistake, you know you don't want to go that way again. So as a entrepreneur and Air Force veteran, I enjoy my life. I enjoy the whole, as my daddy said, the whole billy wax of it. So
okay. That's
it, Mr. Gene, for right now.
Okay, well, it's just good to tell us, the audience, a little bit about who we are and what we do. I, myself, I'm Gene Hodge, as most of you probably know. I am an entrepreneur as well. I have an employee training and development company. It's called Hodgepodge Training. And what we do is we train individuals for finding employment that they enjoy doing. We help employees to increase employee productivity and morale, and we help employer seniors like CEOs, vice presidents, we help them to cut their costs that they're now spending on trying to motivate their current employees. And so what we do is we train the incoming workforce so they go in being productive, and we train the existing workforce in order to how to become more productive in areas that they would be more productive in instead of having the jobs that they have. But that's what we do, and I've been involved in doing this for about 25 to 30 years, different parts of it, and I enjoy what I do. I get a chance to travel, make presentations, speeches, do a little training. And by the way, we're always looking for experienced trainers that would like to join our training force. And that's what we do. So hopefully I said enough.
Nah. Sound like some cool people.
Hey.
Now, Mr. Bobby, I'm not sure if you are an entrepreneur or wannabe, but I believe I've heard that you're starting at doing some entrepreneurial things, and you are more than welcome to share with our audience, if you like, to put that out there.
Well, for now, I'll just say I do a little freelance production management, stage management work in addition to being a production engineer here at Tantalk Network.
Okay. That's all you want to say about it?
That's what I'll... We'll leave it at that.
I'm going to ask you later on if you have a title for your venture.
You're going to ask me, what do I desire?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you that later on. So we can try to help to fulfill those things. And so, but you got an opportunity to think of some of the things that we do. I would love to hear some of the things that you out there are doing, because this is how we share expertise, share knowledge, and how we can help each other, because we have individuals that are participating and going through the same learning process. Some of you are much, much further ahead. Some of you are multi-billionaires, and some of you are just beginning to think about it. And so we want to try our best to cover the spectrum, because if we really want to help each other, then it's going to come from those that want to learn from those that are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And none of us, I know in my case, I'm nowhere near the million or billion dollar. I'll settle for a couple dollar level. But the bottom line is that I'm looking to get as much information to grow my company as well as anyone else. And so I just want to say that. But we're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors. This is myself, Gene Hodge, here along with Mr. Dukes, and we'll be right back to share more about our entrepreneurial experiences.
the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going.
That's right.
Being an entrepreneur, I'm not going to say it's easy.
It can be made easy,
but believe me, I can only speak for me.
Hey.
It's been tough.
Yes.
And I keep going. Sometimes I think about giving it up, but the only problem is that I've gone too far, gotten too close. It means I can't stop now, and so,
can't
but
turn
it
around
is
now.
Tough. It is tough. Being an entrepreneur, because most times you start out being alone, and that's the way things work. And along the way, you get others involved, and you invite others to participate and all that sort of stuff. And so hopefully that makes some sense for you. Mr. Dukes, how did you get started?
Oh, I got started because I thought, like I said earlier, I wanted to be my own boss, and I had came out of the military, and I didn't want to go to work for nobody else. So I decided to, my trainer, I would say, you know, I had a, what we call a, into, from the Air Force or into the world, you get a, what we call a training exercise that allow you to be able to work your way out. So I had this idea that I wanted to start my own business. And that's what I looked at and gave it a good try to start it. It's not easy. But it's good, and it's a little hard work. And I asked Gene earlier, I says, what is an entrepreneur? And he said, well, you got the answer to it. I said, I got some. So
tell us one at least.
Anybody out there got a better answer what an entrepreneur is, give us a call and let us know what you feel an entrepreneur is. Because, as you know, with the situation of our world is today, a lot of entrepreneurs are being developed, are being created, because they are finding that there's an easy way, a better way to do, to make a living.
Easy.
It's not easy, but I say it's easy. It's easy and hard, if you can put that together. Okay. But it's a good thing, if you really want to work at it, do it. As I said before, do it.
It's a dirt road with a nice piece of scenery.
Yes, that's right. Exactly right, Bobby. Exactly what it is.
Enjoy the ride.
And enjoy the ride.
Like there's a sunset, but you gotta ride on those shocks till you get to it.
Till you get there. That's right. So anybody out there want to challenge me on an entrepreneur, what an entrepreneur is, please give a call. Give Mr. Gene a call and tell him what an entrepreneur is. And I thank you.
Okay. Hopefully if you're watching the show, you've noticed we have someone that just appeared in our studio. And this is our special guest. All I'm going to say is that the person's name is Denise.
Yes. Oh,
I'm going to let Denise tell you a little bit more. We're going to kind of gather. But Denise is also an entrepreneur, and so Denise, what I'd like to have you do is just to introduce yourself and give us maybe a little bit about your background in about a minute.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I'm excited to be on the show today.
Look at the camera up there. And talk to the world, not the...
Okay. My name is Denise Elzey. I started at a very young age. I'm an artist. I oil paint, and I guess that's how I got my start, being an artist, going networking with different art galleries and things like that. That's some helpful tips to some of these artists out there right there I'm throwing out there already. I went and networked with different galleries and left my information, left some of my artwork, and from there things just kind of took off. We all know that more modern type of art is going into the computer graphics and things like that. So I ended up going to school for computer graphics, left computer graphics, went into computer repair and networking and graphic design, web design. I pretty much spent most of my life in school because my mom was an educator. So her being a teacher, she set that tone for us, like going, learning, educating yourself. So knowledge is power. I heard that in class, but it is power.
Okay. What else? What other kind of things do you know how to do?
Okay.
Got a kind of things that you've done.
Pretty much everything.
Not everything. Wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Entrepreneur-wise.
Okay, so I started a company by the name of Arts and Graphics Beyond. It's a pretty nice company around the Tampa Bay area, have convenient locations. It's a little bit of arts and graphics. We do and specialize in custom t-shirts, signs, printing, flyers, banners, magnetics, computer repair, website SEO, from anything you name. Yeah, we do a lot.
We or you?
We do a lot, huh?
We or you?
I didn't say we, right? I do a lot. I started it off running out the gate with it. And then I had to hire people, you know, to take certain lead roles and things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we do. And we're great promoters. We're very good at promoting. Me, myself, I'm a marketing guru. I brag about it because I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how long have you been doing?
Marketing? Oh, I've been doing marketing for a while. I would say about 15 years now.
Okay. How long have you been an entrepreneur?
Oh.
Since that from?
Ever since probably 15, when I started those art galleries. Okay. I think my road to success started then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want the others out there that are listening, I want them to know they can start at any age.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
The key is to get started. What's one of your biggest obstacles that you've had so far?
Being a business owner, business owners, I would say being a business owner, knowing the marketing thing of things, marketing strategies, and your target audience, and how to go about finding your target audience and pursuing like your marketing, for us educating yourself on marketing. That probably was my biggest obstacle, but I conquered it.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you had. You wouldn't be here if you hadn't conquered.
No, yeah, I conquered.
Now, we do have beginners on the show, but you're an experienced one.
Yeah. I'm here for the beginners, so.
But anyway, we're kind of glad to have you.
Yes, most definitely. I'm happy to be on the show today.
That's good.
I'm happy to be on. Yep.
Well, now, she can't start as a beginner. Now, she says she's been doing this for 15.
Oh, no, not 15. No. It's 23 years with Arts and Graphics. It's been a while. Yeah, I look pretty young, like I told you.
Well, we're not going to get into all that. But
okay.
It's The point I want to bring out is that you can start at any age.
Any age, yep, most definitely
because,
that.
Because most likely, most likely you're not going to be alone.
No,
I don't think entrepreneurs make it by themselves. They make it with the help of many others and others and others and so on. So.
Well, a lot of them have a lot of trust issues, but we know starting your own business, you have to be a risk taker.
That's right.
Got to be a risk taker.
Well, look at
you know.
Look at the camera and tell them they got to be a risk taker.
They have to be a risk taker.
Yeah, we don't want you holding your head down.
Even when you trade the stock market, to those that love to trade stocks, you got to be a risk taker. You got to get out there. Even with trading stocks, you're trading it, and if you don't put a stop loss on it or whatever, it's no guarantee that stop loss going to trigger you out of the trade. So, therefore, you have to be a risk taker.
Well, I had this thought that I'm going to say this. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's all right.
I can hold my thought.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I say on this show many times, there's no such thing as risk. Plus, it's the word that we've been taught. The reason that I say that is because the one that's doing it isn't taking a risk. The one that's doing it is doing it. All the people watching are seeing you taking a risk.
Oh yeah, most definitely that.
Okay, but doing it for anything to happen, somebody's got to do something.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so the doer is the one that it is stepping out, trying to make it happen.
Yeah, the doer is the door opener. Yep.
Right. So it's not a risk because it wouldn't happen if you're waiting for somebody else to go do it. It's having some belief in yourself that it can be done and getting started, and that, in my opinion, is not a risk because somebody's got to do it and it should be you. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to just have you out there thinking about it. Everything you could consider a risk, but the ones that are doing it are the ones that are making it happen. You're going to have some ups and downs. You're going to have some upsets, but that comes along with the game. Okay, so if you aren't willing to look at playing the game, then you can't play. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so just things to think about. So I'd have you really think about that. But you're listening to Denise, what's your?
Denise Elzey.
And your company name?
The company name is Arts and Graphics.
Arts and Graphics.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're listening to Denise Elder, the CEO or?
Yeah, I'm
the entrepreneur of Arts and Graphics.
Yep, pretty much.
Well, great, but we're going to hear more from her once we come back from our break. Got to hear something from our sponsors. Listen to myself, Gene Hodge, and Mr. Dukes and Denise, and we'll be right back with more coming.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. Nothing, nothing. Stand in your way.
Don't let nothing stop you, because all entrepreneurs got to be on the move, and so we're here. Don't let nothing stop you. It's your thought, your business, and the only one that's going to make it work has to involve you. Yes. We're listening to Denise Elberry.
Elsie, yeah.
Bill Henry.
Elsie, yes. Denise Elsie.
Elsie, how you go by?
Huh? It's Denise. Oh, I just go by Denise. That last name, everybody messed it up.
Oh, that's good. I'm in line with everybody else then, right?
Take a number.
Well, listen to
Jane, there are no A's and B's in the workplace.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
She's going to look at you from time to time,
okay,
so,
yeah.
So that you can kind of get an idea and take a picture and all that kind of stuff. But Denise was telling me during the break that she has a couple of other companies as an entrepreneur. So tell us about those so that we kind of get an idea in terms of who's in the studio with us.
Okay. Well, I started Arts and Graphics, and a little after following with Arts and Graphics, I started Biz Buddy Marketing. And I noticed, like with Arts and Graphics, I wanted a way to keep my clientele under my umbrella. So I started a Biz Buddy Marketing club. For yes, for entrepreneurs and things like that. It does a lot of things. I'm not going to be able to touch down that much on it. But we do have an event that's coming October the 8th. It's called Vendorama. It'll be at 3215 Tyrone Boulevard. And we are looking for vendors. 3215 Tyrone Boulevard in St. Pete, Florida.
Okay, St. Petersburg.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So we are looking for vendors, like pop-up vendors. You can bring your tent, your table, all of those things are on you to bring. It started like 8:30. So we're looking to do this event twice a month. And everything. We do have other sponsors. Arts and Graphics is a sponsor. Also, Solar Mania and Knick Knack Paddy Whack Collectibles. So she'll be there with her collectibles. There'll be solar lights to buy. We'll have music. What else? Fun, toys, or art.
Okay.
All the fun things.
Well, how can someone contact you?
They can contact us at 727-486-1182, and also you can email. If you want to be a vendor, you can email also at vendorama222@gmail.com.
Okay.
vendorama222@gmail.com.
Can you spell that out?
Okay.
Look at that.
Okay, so you can contact us at vendorama222@gmail.com, and the spelling of that is vendorama222@gmail.com.
Vendorama. Okay, you want to repeat that one more time?
It's vendorama222@gmail.com. The spelling is vendorama222@gmail.com.
And it should be directed to, you told me your name again?
Yes, it can be directed to Denise or Robert. That's the solar guy.
Okay.
And we are looking for more sponsors with businesses. You do get... you know, notoriety. You get a spot on the Pinellas Trails with your banner. Also, as we email blast the flyer off and we tell others, you're getting notoriety through that too as well.
Okay, so that's locally in St. Petersburg.
Yep, St. Pete. Okay. That's where we're gonna have them at.
Okay, St. Petersburg, Florida, because a whole bunch of people.
Oh,
that's,
it's a,
we're everywhere, so we don't know where St. Petersburg is in many cases.
Well, did you say that was at Tyrone Mall?
3215 Tyrone Boulevard.
Oh, Tyrone Boulevard, Tyrone, not Tyrone Mall.
It's at my place of business. So
okay.
I'm on the same premise, on the same parking lot.
Okay, is that the only other company that you have? Or
and later on down the line, I've been very spiritual.
Later on.
From a child, I was very spiritual and everything. And my mother and father, you know, in the church, but my mom noticed that it was other things about me. Maybe I'll pick up on things or say things or see orbs or angels, or I could see some things. And I would talk to her about things and tell her stuff before it happened. So she knew it was something maybe a little different. But my faith in God is strong. I don't want nobody to ever get it mistaken by any means necessary. But I am a medium. I do have a metaphysic business where we help people. We do Reiki healing. We do a little life coaching. And we also have like healing stones for people, things of alchemy, different oils to help. You'd be surprised what essential oils can do for people. But we are in the helping people business, trying to give them, you know, a couple guidance and things to help heal them. And that's 1111 Divine Blessings.
What's the name of that?
It's called 1111 Divine Blessings. And I do have a podcast with that as well. And it's 1111 Divine Blessings. If you go to TuneIn and you type in 1111, I'm the second person that'll pop up on the road.
Okay, so right now you got three things going.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, yep. So as an entrepreneur, you got three things going, and that happens from time to time. And and that's why I said go for it.
It's called diversifying.
And try it all.
Yes, ma'am.
Go for it and try it all.
I think
that we need to go to a break right quick if we can.
Okay, you'd like to do it now?
Yes,
all
if
right,
we can.
Let's do it.
And so you listen to myself. I'm going to start up with Denise.
Yep.
Who?
Now,
LZ. It's Denise LZ. And if you're listening to 1111 Divine Blessing, it's Denise LZ. It's Denise Divine.
How you spell the LD?
The LZ?
Yeah.
It's ELLZEY. ELLZEY.
All right. Well, since we got the music going, that's our cue to be quiet. But obviously, the music must have been a little too low. But we'll be right back after we're for our sponsor.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
That's what I want.
What most people want, I think all entrepreneurs do. I am one trying to figure out a way to get some more, and hope you entrepreneurs can help me out. And if I can help you, let me know. I'm sitting here with another entrepreneur, Denise.
Yes. Elsie, one of those names. Yeah.
Who's an up and coming entrepreneur, actually an experienced entrepreneur that already has three companies going and three things that services the products that she's got going. And so Denise, we're glad to hear you and glad you tell those stories, because many people don't think of getting involved in two or three things.
Yeah, you have to jump around and diversify, most definitely that.
I got to take some lessons from you, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But anyway, mm-hmm. given what it is that you do, as an entrepreneur, what if you had something to maybe share with another entrepreneur who's just beginning or just starting, what kind of tip could you give that person to maybe to encourage them or do something like that?
Oh, but of course. One thing that I do, I get up real early in the morning. That's my time to myself, getting up there early. So I do wake up like 3-4 in the morning every morning. But I need that time to myself. So having self-time to meditate and reflect on your day and giving time to yourself is very important, the first beginning part of the day. Self-discipline and being persistent, and also networking with people. Get out there. Don't just sit inside your house or your business. Get out there. The opportunities is in the wind. It's not inside a building.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there networking with people.
Okay, very, very good. Mr. Dukes, you got any questions before I get back to her right quick?
No.
Okay. Well, based on where you are in your business right now, mm-hmm. if I could do something to help you, if WTN can do something to help you, what I'd like to have you do is think about putting together like a wish list.
Okay.
I mean, imagine this being, I don't know, what, Christmas or Easter, one of those kind of holidays, and you got a chance to think of all the things that you'd like to have or like to get done.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have you think about that, because I'd like to have you share that with the audience. I'm going to give you about 5 minutes to think about it.
Okay, 5 minutes.
But I want you to write those things down, because what I'd like to have you think about is that we are live, Facebook, YouTube. Go tell the world what it is that you'd like to have. I'm giving you an opportunity to do that.
Okay.
Anyway, so just think about some of the things that you'd like to have. Now, one of the things that I do know that you had mentioned to me earlier is that you have some upcoming events that...
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That you've already stated one time, but I'd like to have you repeat whatever it is
one
that you got
time.
Going on again. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So with my company, Biz Buddy Marketing, we have an upcoming event October the 8th in Tyrone Mall area. It's 3215 Tyrone Boulevard. We're off on the service road. The event starts at 8:30, where the vendors can get out and do their pop-up and put their tables up. We're looking for
what city or state?
It's St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, okay.
So St. Petersburg.
Okay. Yeah.
And you can contact and reach us for more information at 727-486-1182. And you can email us at vendorumba222@gmail.com. And that's spelled vendorama222@gmail.com.
Okay, 222. Okay, so those, it's always important for us to... because we don't know where our audience is.
Yes.
That's important to tell them, because it's not down the street.
And yeah.
It's not
now,
local.
Now,
and
Clearwater and some of the other cities can come and join us. It's not just to St. Pete. We're getting very good positive energy from St. Pete. I wasn't looking for the positive feedback we're getting out of St. Pete, but I just want to let St. Pete know I appreciate that. Thank you very much from me.
Okay, so if somebody in Boston was hearing this, they could contact you and come down?
Yeah, if they want to be a vendor is a okay. vendor. Yeah.
I just want to know, because we have people that come on the show, they think we're talking to the neighborhood. Without
we're not talking to the neighborhood.
We're out there, and oftentimes people don't know where things are. Some people don't know where Tampa is.
Yeah.
So you got to tell them where Tampa is.
Yes.
So.
Most definitely.
But that comes along with experience.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But I'd like to have you think about that, just in case.
Yeah.
When it comes to a wish list.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you thought that long because we've been talking, but if you could put out your wish for what you'd like to have that you possibly could use from other people,
okay,
from other things, like mm-hmm. like I mentioned, what could the station do for you? What could the show do for you? What could I do for you, or Mr. Dukes, or Bob, or anyone else? What types of needs do you have that you like to put out to the world?
Okay. I've never been on the needing end of things, but I'm mm-hmm. trying to dig up something real fast. I've always been the person that had to help people. So let me...
Well, ask me what I need.
Okay.
Should never need anything.
So I was excited to come on the Entrepreneur Show because of the simple fact that what you all do kind of coincide with what I do with Biz Buddy, giving people opportunity and working with people. Even if they don't have a business, they can still be a part of Biz Buddy. Mm-hmm. They can still be a part of Biz Buddy. Some people just want to be around other entrepreneurs. So we have membership packages and events that take place on a regular. So I guess talking about the events or something like that, and then plus on top of that, you have many entrepreneurs you all work with, and I'm sure I can be a part of helping develop certain things and that they need.
We'd appreciate that
as
too.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, we'd definitely appreciate that.
And WTAY.
TN. Fantastic.
Tan Talk been a supporter of me for a while and everything, and it's a joy just to have my voice on air. So I can't complain with them.
We're glad to have you. But think about that list because
okay.
In the future, if mm-hmm. you need something, feel free to give me a call. You know how to call the station and all that sort of stuff. And if we can help, then we will.
Oh, most definitely that. We will do.
And someday we're going to see her nice big wrap on the front of the front window of this place.
Right. Exactly,
yeah.
Right? Real soon.
It's working, yeah, right now.
Yep. Well, we got the new glass out there.
Yep, new glass.
Yeah, yeah.
New logo on the banner.
Yeah, yeah.
We're good to go. We're ready.
Right.
He's so funny.
Right. And so yeah, but that's what we're here for.
And I would like for the radio station to support some of the events that's coming, upcoming events. I want to see Tan Talk banner on a table or something out there. And I most definitely can let people know that you all like one of the sponsors or something like that too down the line. So big things I'm seeing.
Pass that on to the office.
Now let me ask, how are you getting the word out?
Right now, it's word of mouth. We are doing email blasts. We're being active with the community that's in the back and everything. We're putting up banners. Plus, it's on the Pinellas Trail, so it's a good, nice little traffic of people, families, exercising, doing mm-hmm. things right now. Yep. And now, Facebook and... all the social media platforms there.
Gonna put you on the spot. What is the Pinellas Trail?
Pinellas Trails. Oh, it's almost like a park. So you got a park. It's just a trail where people kind of enjoy themselves. They bike ride. They enjoy their family.
Yeah.
Well, the Pinellas Trail it goes all through. I think Pinellas.
It does.
Yep.
Okay.
And it connects to
they call
the
it Pinellas
Tri County Trail.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Goes all the way to Top Run Spring.
Yes. So.
Okay. So it goes through the area.
Yeah, but our event cover a piece of the trail, so, and that's in St. Pete.
Okay, so it's in St. Pete,
yeah,
so people can find it. People can find that information out on your website or one of those places out there.
Yes, they can go to the Facebook. It's on Facebook page. We're blasting the flyer out there.
How do they find you?
At www.facebook.com/ I think it's on all of the platforms. 1111 Divine Blessings. I'm putting them on all the business.
Okay, repeat those businesses again.
Okay, so the first business is Arts and Graphics Beyond. It's an advertising and marketing company where we do a lot of printing. Business cards, t-shirts, flyers, websites, computer repair, and things like that. The next business is Biz Buddy. I made it to kind of coexist with Arts and Graphics, but just another side to it for as like networking. I wanted businesses to meet up and talk and network with one another. So it's a networking business. I have 200 members in that business. But once COVID-19 hit, you know what happened after that?
Well, it affected the world. Yeah.
So I'm looking to get all these events up to bring us all back together, hopefully.
Okay. That's good to know.
And then the third business is more of a spiritual business. It's a metaphysic business. It's 1111 Divine Blessings. I have a podcast and a YouTube channel with that one, sharing information, numbers. You have a lot of people waking up right now during the awakening, and they're seeing numbers. They're experiencing things that they never experienced before. So we're here to help people, you know, with enlightenment on things too, for spirituality is concerned.
Okay,
so
great.
That's 1111 Divine Blessings. You can reach us at 727-777-4611 with 1111 Divine Blessings. And it's located at 3215 Tyrone Mall. I'll be at the event too as well, so feel free to stop by and talk to me.
You have an email that people can contact you?
Yes, 1111 Divine Blessings, and it's just an extra S on the end of blessings, so it's two S's at gmail.com. So it's 1111 Divine Blessings and an extra S on the end at gmail.com.
Is that for everything, or do you have another email for the other two?
Arts and Graphics email is just artsandgraphicsbeyond at gmail.com. So it's spelled exactly like the name of the company, with a S on the end of arts, and spelled out graphics with a S, beyond at gmail.com.
Okay. That's two. What about the other one?
We don't have to worry about that one just yet. I let the men take care of that. I have vision remodeling. My stepdad was a carpenter, so he would take me and my sister along with us, so I started a carpenter type business. But I let the fellas handle that. It's
all
taking
right.
care of itself.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
What is the significance of 1111?
1111, that's 1111 is a transformation type of number. I go on the numbers and everything, and it's an awakening type number.
Okay.
So if you see that number, it's meaning you're manifesting things like really, really fast and everything, and your mind is expanding. But it's a good number. It's make a wish, do all that good stuff, manifestation. Yep, fast manifestation.
All right. Now, we got just a couple minutes left, but if you could give a tip out to help another entrepreneur, because I think entrepreneurs should share their experiences and all that sort of stuff. If possible, if you had another tip that you'd give out to an entrepreneur, either one that's experienced or just beginning, what's another tip that you could give out based on your experience?
Just giving them? It's okay to work a night job or something while you're trying to establish your business. If you need the extra funds, don't be afraid to work a night job. Some people feel like, okay, I'm an entrepreneur, this is what I want to do, I got to give my time, and they go broke and they don't have the proper resources or money or funds to fund a business. It's important to have the funds to put into your business to see it grow right and blossom and prosper. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I would just want to add something to that. I said this to Mr. Dukes at one point in time, but if you like to travel, the highways are always full.
Yes.
which means most likely those people aren't working. Mm-mm. Which means there are people who work like nights and they're off during the day, and there are people who work days and they're off nights. Mm-hmm. So anyway, for entrepreneurs, just do what you got to do without worrying about days, nights, full time, part time.
And people opinions and image. Just do what you have to do and stay focused on it.
Correct. Don't let people
sidetrack
turn you around.
Yeah, and discourage you. You have to stay encouraged. My brothers, I had started a non-medical transportation company. I remember once I got the contract, a couple of my brothers, they was kind of envious a little bit. Oh, how I go about do the contract? How I just did and everything. And family will be the first to kind of rub you the wrong way as an entrepreneur and everything. But I stayed with it and stayed encouraged. So to most of all, I would tell people to stay encouraged. And if you have any kind of faith or belief system, even Buddha, Christianity, or whatever, getting around positive vibes.
Amen.
Everything positive. You have to vibrate high, mm-hmm. and you got to stay positive. It starts in the mind. That's what I would tell them.
Okay.
Yep, it starts in the mind.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking the time out to come on our show to share your thoughts and mm-hmm. share your business. And like I said, if there's a way that we could help you out, myself, the station.
Yes, most definitely.
Mr. Dukes, so just let the world know.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Because I think for many entrepreneurs, they don't tell enough of us what they're trying to do so we can offer to help.
Yeah, I would like to have some of my my network people to come on the show and introduce themselves too. So mm-hmm. I'm sure we can do a lot of networking and supporting each other, and that's what it's about.
All right.
Yeah, cause we're all different. We all got something different to offer because we're all different humans. Different.
Yep, exactly.
That's it. That's really great to know, because I really would like all of you to just take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. Is there anything, I think we got about a minute left. If there's anything that you'd like to get from myself or Mr. Dukes, or ask us a question or anything like that?
Okay. Mr. Dukes, he's always quiet over there in the corner.
Don't believe that.
What kind of company, what other companies you running over there?
I'm listening to the entrepreneur.
Okay.
And
is this the only?
I'm listening to the female entrepreneur.
Okay. Soaking it in.
Y'all always fascinate me.
Okay.
This is a Shark Tank, didn't you know? Pitching the idea.
Yeah.
It's great to meet entrepreneur that's especially a female that mm-hmm. has the courage and the confidence to do as you have done and have a faith as you have.
Oh, yeah, we have
and
to.
It's great, and I'm just listening and learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I appreciate you guys. Definitely, for sure.
Okay, well, we hear the music, which means our time is up. And thank you very much, Denise, for taking the time out.
Thank you. Stop by,
come back and join us again. We would like to have you back once things expand and all that sort of stuff.
Yes, thank you.
The song is by Frank Sinatra. Mm-hmm. It's titled My Way, and I want for most of you to know it's possible that you literally can do things your way.
Yeah, most definitely. It Step into your power. That's all you got to do.
All right.
Okay, Gene Hodge and Mr. Dukes, and we're out of here.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.